from the Mercy One studio. John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction, Five Suns Naturescapes, and Blessman International.
Good morning. Welcome, everyone, to John Leonetti in the Morning. I'm Jean Wells. And then for John, as he travels home today, such a blessing to be with you and to share all the things that we share about the Word of God. It is such a blessing that we have Iowa Catholic Radio here in Central Iowa and all around the world, really. It's amazing the people that we hear from. That are not in our state, not in our locale. They are listening in Kansas and Missouri and Nebraska and all over the world. It's a blessing. We are broadcasting from the Mercy One studio here at Iowa Catholic Radio. Perhaps you're listening on our app at Iowa Catholic Radio app. It's a free app. Or online. You can stream online. So many ways to listen. It is Wednesday, April 14th already. John Gaffney will be joining me. We're talking about the ABCs of living into divine mercy. And then in the second half hour, Bo Bonner will be joining us. We're going to be talking about the slaughtered lamb as a sign of Christ's victory at Easter. I mean, you talk about being rooted in the Catholic faith, you know, divine mercy and suffering and the victory at Easter. I mean, these are deep theological issues that we will bring to a level that we can all understand them. Mark Amadeo, of course, will join us. He'll have our weather from Megan Sawa, a TV 13 meteorologist, and your saint of the day. But let's put on the brakes, Deacon Tony, and let's start with prayer.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse, protect us. Amen.
Amen. Let's check in with Mark Amadeo.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
You know, Mark, I was talking about you the other night and about, you know, all of those great, great sporting events that are great for taking a nap.
Well, I appreciate that, Jean. Thanks for the shout out.
It's like, you know, yeah, we really, you know, thank goodness Mark Amadeo doesn't do golf or NASCAR. I mean, he'd keep us awake. And those are nap times.
I have been told I have put many people asleep at about 7, 8 o'clock. They fall asleep, listen to whatever basketball, the football games.
So I've been told that. How could they? I don't know about that, Mark.
Sometimes that happens.
My goodness.
So you're the midweek replacement for John Leonetti this week.
I am. Huh? I'm the sub. Yeah. Yeah. He got a bye today. You notice I used sports analogies there. Because I'm such a sports geek.
He's on his way back from Arizona. Yeah. He's trying to catch a flight, and hopefully he will.
Yeah.
Hopefully he won't catch a cold or anything like that.
But Let's hope not.
we hope he makes it back safely from Arizona. What a rough gig he had the last several days, or last week, actually.
Yeah. And I mean, when we had this little bit of cool down, it's like, oh, poor John. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no such thing as a poor John. I mean, come on. We know him too well.
Oh, yeah. He wanted to change his flight so that he could still be here this morning. But he couldn't get it changed. So he texted me last night or yesterday and said, hey, would you sub for me? So no problem.
Glad to have you in, Gina, as always. Always love having my older sister in.
Now, the question is, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the question is, where are my two other older sisters at?
Vicky. Well, you know, that Mary Sue Lone. She has a new
grandbaby. Mary Sue, and that's
so
right.
So she likes to keep safe and secure during this coronavirus, and she's contemplating whether it's time for her to come back. So, yeah.
Good. Hope she
And, you know, we need to continue to pray for Vicky Farron. She's going through cancer treatments. And so we want to keep her in our prayers. She and Mary Sue are our church ladies in the kitchen. And And what a hoot to have those ladies on. So let's keep Vicki in our prayers so that she can get through these treatments well and that they are successful and she will come back stronger than ever.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that. I kind of miss the bantering
amongst
the three of you and my little segment here that I get with them. So I love that.
All right. Well,
we got a pretty good day in store. You're going to need a jacket, maybe a sweatshirt. It's going to be our coldest day of the week, Gene, unfortunately. A high is right just over 50, and that wind's going to blow. So just keep that in mind. You won't need an umbrella like you did last week.
50's not so bad, but it's the wind that brings
the
wind chill down. So.
And it helps with the sun out. We'll have a little bit of that today, we hope. Mm-hmm. And let's get right to it. From the WHO TV 13 weather desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently at the Mercy One Studios here in central Iowa. It's mostly clear skies. The sun is up. 34 degrees. Very chilly outdoors this morning. West winds at 15 miles per hour. That feels like temperature down to 25 degrees this morning, and today we will see increasing clouds. It'll be colder and breezy, high of just 51 degrees. The winds out of the northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low of 35 degrees. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy, dry, high of 55 degrees for your Thursday. Friday, we'll see a chance of rain move in later in the day. They're saying in evening hours now, and Friday night into Saturday morning. High of 56 degrees on Friday. The weekend, not looking too bad. Saturday, we'll wake up with some rain. It should clear off later on in the day, and highs in the mid-50s on both Saturday and Sunday. Well, in the news on this Wednesday morning, well, the Iowa Department of Public Health is advising COVID-19 vaccine providers statewide to suspend use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine until further notice. Now, the Centers for Disease Control and the Food and Drug Administration announced yesterday that they're reviewing six reported cases of severe blood clots that developed in people who recently received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The CDC and FDA say it appears these cases are extremely rare, but they are conducting a further review of the cases and their significance. Over 78,500 Iowans have received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night, boys soccer, 6th-ranked Dowling boys defeated Marshalltown 4-0 in Marshalltown last night. And the girls and boys track rankings are out. Dowling girls are ranked 3rd. Their meet last night in Ames was postponed. And the Dowling boys team is ranked number 5. Last night, AHL hockey right here in Des Moines, the Iowa Wild defeated Rockford by the score of 4-1 at Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. And also last night, USHL hockey. The Des Moines Buccaneers were home. And the Lincoln Stars defeated Des Moines Bucks 5-1 at Buccaneer Arena in Urbandale. And yesterday's Major League Baseball scoreboard, some of the Midwest teams involved. National League play, the Cubs win. They defeated Milwaukee 3-2 in Milwaukee last night. And in St. Louis, the Cardinals defeated the Washington Nationals 14-3. In the American League, the Royals defeated the Los Angeles Angels last night 3-2 in Kansas City. Cleveland down the White Sox 2-0 in 10 innings, and Boston defeated the Minnesota Twins 4-2. And today's Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar has girls golf this afternoon. Johnson and Dowling in a CIML Central Conference meet. That'll be that match will be played at Blank Golf Course this afternoon at 2 o'clock. Johnson and Dowling in girls golf. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, currently mostly clear skies, 34 degrees, a west wind at 15 miles per hour, but that feels like temperature down to 25 degrees. And today we will see increasing clouds throughout the day. It'll be colder and breezy, a high of 51 degrees with northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Wednesday morning John Leonetti Show with Gene Wells, substituting for John today. And coming up, Jimmy Olson, and he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And here is your pothole report. Oh. No, Jimmy, not the pothole?
We're accident-free and no issues to pass along at this point. No reports of any potholes except for, I guess, the one that Gene must have hit this morning.
Yeah, no, well, there's that.
otherwise, looking good on 235, making that drive in from the east and west, makes sure no problems there. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
We are so grateful for all of our sponsors, including Golden Rule PHC, providing residential plumbing services to the Des Moines metro area. And you'll only want to trust plumbers with the experience that ensures an excellent job each and every time. GoldenRulePHC.com, 888-203-5401. Well, Deacon Tony, you know, it's been an interesting divine mercy time. This last Sunday, you had a beautiful opportunity to lead the divine mercy work at Christ the King. I watched you on Facebook, so that was cool.
We had a good turnout. Of course, mm-hmm. not as big as years past, but that's understandable with all that's going mm-hmm. on. Mm-hmm. But no, it was a pleasure to sing with Gina again. Mm-hmm. It's always a fun opportunity to, mm-hmm. to get together with her. And then Tom Quiner on the piano. So
it
was great.
Yeah. Well, Tom is a wonderful pianist. Yeah. You know, as we look at this Divine Mercy, we're going to be chatting with John Gaffney here on the ABCs of Living the Divine Mercy. And I know you and your wife, Eileen, are very involved in the Divine Mercy effort at Christ King and have been for a number of years. What is it that moves your heart to be so involved in not just the love of the Divine Mercy, but then to give up your time to organize and to be a part of that special liturgy?
We felt that the singing of the Divine Mercy Chaplet meant a lot to a lot of people, that mm-hmm. They liked the song to begin with. And way back when, I think it was early 2000s, when John Robert Hanna was part of it. Mm-hmm. You may remember that
him.
Name.
Yeah.
John Robert Hanna used to sing with us, and it was the three of us, Gina, myself, and John, mm-hmm. that started this. But even before that, it was Eileen who picked up the ball with the Divine Mercy celebration, mm-hmm. and it started at St. Augustine's. Mm-hmm. That's where the first one was held with the assistance of Father Anthony Adibi, mm-hmm. who is, I think he's chaplain now at Mercy Hospital. But that's when it started. It picked up steam, and then it was moved to Christ the King years later, and it's mm-hmm. just been an annual event that, you know, it's a no-brainer. You just mm-hmm. I just do it, and Gita says, sign me up for next year.
Right.
And that's how it keeps rolling.
You know what I love, Deacon Tony, is that as folks from other parishes came to Christ the King to be a part of that celebration, they then took that love of the Divine Mercy of Jesus, and went back to their own parishes and said, we need to do something. You know, maybe not to the scope that Christ the King does with confession and singing the chaplet and then having Mass and the bishop being there and all of that. But they'll have some event. You know, maybe it's a 3 o'clock chaplet, because not everyone can come to Christ the King. And you don't have room for everybody and their brother anyway. but that's really the celebration and the love of the mercy of God's mercy expanding beyond just what one parish is doing.
That was the hope way mm-hmm. back when it started. That you know, of course, we did have it St. Augustine's and Christ the King, but we wanted it to move on, keep growing and growing. And I think it has, because mm-hmm. other parishes are certainly taking part in it. And I've heard from people who say, well, we can't see you guys at Christ the King because we're having our own celebration. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, well, that's great.
Okay.
That's what the committee wanted mm-hmm. all along. So,
well, and then there were deacons that did Vespers at the cathedral Sunday evening of Divine Mercy. You know, I would read, I'm because of my work with CTO, I'm connected to all the parishes on Facebook. And so many were having a variety of events related to Divine Mercy. And it really is, it's not just a one day event. It's understanding God's love and mercy and forgiveness.
Especially at that hour when people are moving into the next chapter of their life, you know,
yes.
It's richly needed, and it's an honor to be able to pray it with a family as someone is passing on.
Mm, Perfect. Yes. Well, you know, this conversation is really a precursor to our conversation with John Gaffney as we talk with him about the ABCs of living into the divine mercy. So that's coming up here after the break. Your Iowa Catholic Radio time is 7:15.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and the Uncommon Good provided by Mercy College of Health Sciences, where you can chart your course for more.
They provide unparalleled clinical rotations, hands-on learning, accelerated education, and flexible schedules, all part of the Mercy College experience.
Learn more at mchs.edu.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning is provided by Blessman International. Blessman International partners with volunteers and donors to provide sustainable programs for children in South Africa by leading 12-day all-inclusive experiences, sharing the heart of Christ with vulnerable children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmaninternational.org. Thank you to Blessman International for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning provided by Bell Construction.
Bell Construction is a roofing company. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494. Bell Construction.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. The number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides tuition assistance for families to send their kids to our Catholic schools and 65% Iowa tax credits for you. Give to ctoiowa.org.
Amazon Smile is a simple way to support Iowa Catholic Radio. When you are shopping on Amazon, consider shopping through Amazon Smile instead. When you do, you get all the same great deals, and your order will also help support Iowa Catholic Radio. All you need to do is choose Iowa Catholic Radio as your nonprofit to support when you first log in, and Amazon will do the rest. Every Amazon Smile order you make, Amazon will donate to Iowa Catholic Radio. Support Iowa Catholic Radio while you shop at smile.amazon.com. And thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio.
Welcome to John Leonetti in the Morning. This is Jean Wells. I'm filling in for John as he travels back to our beautiful home state of Iowa. So grateful that you are joining us here at the Mercy One Studio and Iowa Catholic Radio. I'm here. The zip line is open. You can text us at 515-223-1150. I always love to hear from our listeners when we're doing the morning show. And especially, you may want to text during our next guest conversation. John Gaffney is the Director of Evangelization and Catechesis for the Diocese of Des Moines. Surprise, John, I'm your co-host today.
What a great opportunity, Jean. You have an opportunity to talk to me today.
I never get
that opportunity.
I know. Well, you know, I'm putting it down on my gratitude list for today. This is my number one gratitude that I get to talk to John Gaffney.
Oh, you are so sweet.
Well, you know, it's so interesting. Sweet. We work in the same building, yet because of COVID, we're on half staff currently at any given time, and the odds that we run into each other are slim and none. So if we have to talk via radio,
except on Zoom,
that's
we see each other on Zoom in that little box.
We Zoom a lot, don't we?
Oh,
well, you want to talk about the ABCs of living into divine mercy, and I don't know if you caught the chat that Deacon Tony and I had, but you know his engagement in divine mercy at Christ the King, and we ended that conversation talking about you know praying with someone in their final hours as you pray them into heaven, and what a beautiful sentiment and prayer that is, but you're talking about living into divine mercy. So where do you want to go with that, John?
Well, actually, what you're going to see, so everyone hold on to that thought that Jean and Deacon Tony, and by the way, I love this show in the morning. It's a great way to kick off the day along with the morning offering and prayer.
Thank
but
you.
Stay with that thought, because you're going to see at the end how it ties in.
Mm-hmm.
With burying the dead. But, you know, Gene, actually, when I was first thinking about this, I was thinking, well, what would the Jackson 5 think about divine mercy?
The Jackson 5?
The Jackson 5. And so I'm like, well, you know that song, ABC, easy is 1, 2, 3. So I have the ABCs of divine mercy and three ways to live this out each day.
Gotcha.
And,
okay.
And so I think that... I really do think what you and Deacon Tony were talking about is so important, because, and it starts with the A, which mm-hmm. is ask God for his mercy. Because isn't it true in life that there are some of those living saints, we know we're in the presence of a living saint mm-hmm. when we're with her or him, but most of us fall far short of that. And some of us can even fall into a desolation, because we just feel that there's no way that our sin is so big that God is not going to forgive us. God is done with us. And this message of divine mercy is so important. What St. Faustina, that Jesus brought through St. Faustina to the world, is so important, because He's reminding us that his mercy is an ocean wave. It's not just a trickle, it's an ocean wave.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first thing we have to do is we have to, A, ask God for his mercy.
You know, John, as you were sharing that, it reminds me of the prayer during Mass. You know, Lord, I am not worthy to receive you. You know, you talk about desolation, mm-hmm. but only say the word and my soul shall be healed, which is the hope.
Exactly.
You know, so yep. It's like, yes, ask for that mercy, God. That's a part of the Eucharistic prayer. You know, the chalice, the blood of Christ is for the forgiveness of sins, and that covenant, that new covenant. I mean, that's where our hope comes from, right?
Yeah, you know, and Gene, and that's why it's not surprising to me when you and Deacon Tony were visiting, and Deacon Tony was sharing how important and how meaningful that is right near the end. Because there are probably a lot of people who are on their way, on the way to the journey, they've still got that desolation with them. And this chaplet of divine mercy, this message of divine mercy, all of a sudden gives them solace and love and hope that they finally realize that God, it may have taken a lifetime, but God is bigger than anything that we could have done to sin against him.
So then, okay, so we grasp that, but what about this be merciful to others? I mean, there, come on, John. I mean, there.
Well,
some,
you know,
some folks.
It's probably hard for you, Gene, to be merciful to me.
You're the easy one.
But you
one,
know,
John.
isn't it true though that it's easy to be merciful to those people who we like?
Mm-hmm.
But what about those people who are disagreeable? What about those, you know, I always think about when I took young people to serve the homeless.
Mm.
And, you know, in their minds, for their first time, they're thinking, oh, this is going to be so wonderful. Look what, you know, they're not really saying, look what I'm doing, but it's kind of in their mind, look what I'm doing. They're going to be so full of gratitude, and most mm-hmm. are. But mm-hmm. then there's going to be those irritable, angry people
mm-hmm.
who aren't.
Yeah. There's nothing
and
you could
so
do
the
that would make them.
For those, mm-hmm. Yeah. And the message for those kids is still continue, no matter what is coming at you, continue to be merciful to the person mm-hmm. in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, I think of the great saints who, you know, they didn't become great saints because they persevered for one moment. They became great saints and canonized saints because the witness of their lives showed perseverance in many challenges throughout their lifetime. Mm. And so that's the thing about being merciful to others,
mm.
is take a breath, speak God's name in your mind, and share Jesus with the person in front of you, no matter what.
So, We're going to use up all of our whole hour, John.
What's the
C of your ABCs? Living is 1, 2, 3. Da, da, da. I'm going to be singing that all day now. Thank you very much.
Well, it's pretty snappy.
Yeah.
This is the hardest one. This is the hardest one for me, Gene. Can I really let go and let God and really put my trust in Jesus? You know, at the bottom of that beautiful image is Jesus, I trust in you.
Mm-hmm.
But can I really do it? And so each day, I think that's the challenge for us each and every day. And so real quickly, how do we live this out? And we're going to use that C to kind of live this out. First of all, prayer. You know, you can't share Jesus if you don't know Jesus and mm-hmm. seek his face.
Mm-hmm.
So prayer. Because then you start learning that you can trust Jesus with everything. You don't have to put your sins away in a closet and only open it up and not let Jesus into that closet. Words of kindness to others. You know, a kind word can lift the soul in deep desolation into peace, consolation. Because remember, what we do for others, we're doing for Jesus. And then doing those deeds of loving kindness. And so this is where I'm going to go back to my playbook over and over again. Lean into the corporal works of mercy. And if you don't remember them, Google them right now, because I don't know if we have enough time. But the last one is bury the dead. Mm. So this takes you back to your conversation with Deacon Tony
mm-hmm.
And why the Divine Mercy Chaplet and the message of divine mercy is so important at all times, but especially in consolation to those people who are nearing death.
Well, and that was in St. Faustina's, her writings about mm-hmm. you know, what God wanted us to do. I mean, in her visions, in her inspirations, you know, to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet at the hour of death.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, when you think, one last little thought there, Gene, you know, when you think about these corporal works of mercy, especially like feeding the hungry, giving water to the thirsty, clothing mm-hmm. the naked, you know, you don't always have to think of these lofty goals. Think about, you know, your mom and dad, you've had a hard day at work and you come home and maybe your children are a little grouchy, but you still feed them, give them something to drink. You still go buy them clothes. You know, it can be as simple as that if we offer up that act.
If
to
we
God.
Offer it up, yep. It's
yep.
it's where our motivation is in our heart, as opposed to begrudgingly doing those things, offering them up, even though we may not be in the best of mind and heart because of whatever is going on. But yeah, offering it up.
Yep.
John Gaffney, always a delight. Hopefully, I'll run into you in the hallway. Well, not literally.
Exactly. Well, God bless you, Gene, and you have a great day, and all the listeners as well on this beautiful, beautiful Wednesday.
Thank you, John. God bless you. Folks, we can bring you this because of our sponsors, including Bell Construction. You know, Dean, the owner of Bell Construction, will come to your home or job and give you a bid on your roofing needs. And then when the job is done, Dean is right back there to personally inspect your property to ensure the highest quality of work. Roofing for 30 years. 515-963-4494. Let's go to Father Andrew Winchettle with today's Gospel and Reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light, and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. The Gospel of the Lord. God comes to man of his own will and in his own way, regardless of how man expects him to come. He isn't content to speak to us from above, rather he becomes one of us in the person of Jesus Christ to shed light on the evils of sin. His suffering and death on the cross are the greatest acts of humility to counteract the act of pride in the garden, and serves as the most evident example of love that God has for us.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio, John Leonetti in the Morning, and The Maroon Moment is provided by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. Since 1999, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling has been supporting customers with their rules to live by. Respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling is a family-run business, reminding you of the Golden Rule. Treat others as you wish to be treated. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. GoldenRulePHC.com. Thank you, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. Their number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
This is going to be a glorious unfolding. Just you wait and see, and you will be.
Well, welcome to John Leonetti in the Morning. I'm Jean Wells, filling in for John. He's traveling home. He's a traveling kind of man. Da, 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 da. You know, I only know the like titles of songs and the one verse, one line of the refrain. It is so good to be here with you this morning. We're broadcasting from the Mercy One studio. Always a blessing when we have sponsors that will underwrite various different things for the for our programming, our operations, and Mercy One sponsors our studio. So God bless them. It is Wednesday, April 14th. Tomorrow is normally tax day. So that's usually where we're all panicking, but it's been extended this year. We'd love to hear from you. You can text us on our Zip Whip line at 515-223-1150. I think I heard a whip sound there, right? Oh, and thanks also to our sponsors, Five Sun Naturescapes Landscape and Design, for underwriting John Leonetti in the Morning. I mean, these folks are passionate about providing natural solutions while creating that beautiful, lush, and full landscape for their customers. Honesty and integrity comes first. 515-493-1060, fivesonsnaturescapes.com. Bo Bonner will be coming in up in the next segment. We're going to talk about the slaughtered lamb as a sign of Christ's victory at Easter. Saint of the Day, Mark Amadeo, all of the good stuff. But first and most importantly, Deacon Tony, would you lead us in the morning offering?
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse, protect us. Amen.
Amen. Let's check in with Mark Amadeo.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
So, Mark, when does baseball, softball begin for Dowling?
They start in May.
May? We have to wait till May?
Yes.
Are we broadcasting this year?
Yes. Okay. Joe Stacy will have the call. I think I may be filling in for him once in a while because I have a pretty busy softball schedule this year.
You
umpiring.
Yeah.
I'm doing that now with college ball. So we're.
Are you?
But that's been going on for about 6 weeks. But we'll have baseball and softball. I think that's up on our Iowa Catholic Radio sports website, the schedule, which begins right around Memorial Day. Joe will have one or two doubleheaders a week with Dowling baseball and softball. And he'll cover that all through June and, of course, the postseason in July.
And I understand we're going to be broadcasting some soccer games as well.
That's what I understand. Jimmy Olsen's kind of cornering the market there, and I think they're going to have a Dowling boys soccer team, who's a top 10 team right now. They're ranked number 6. And Coach Teeling is a new coach there at Dowling on the boys' side, boys soccer coach. So we'll be doing some games there, too.
Wow. That's cool. I mean, really, to keep your finger on the pulse of what's happening with the kiddos at Dowling Catholic, that's pretty cool. What do you have for us today, Mark?
Well, it's hump day, Gene, and you need a sweatshirt.
Okay.
I'll just say that. You'll need a sweatshirt.
So, I'll put one on with my dress and heels.
There you go. That might look all right. I'm not going to be the judge of that.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it's a hoodie, so, you know, we dress it up a little bit.
If you say so.
Okay.
If you say so. Ladies and gentlemen, my older sister filling in for John Leonetti, Gene
go.
Wells.
There you go. Right. I've never been a fashionista, that's for sure.
All right. Right now from the WHO TV 13 weather desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently at the Mercy One Studios. We have a very chilly morning to start with, 34 degrees, so hopefully you didn't get too much frost in the area. If you covered your plants and flowers last night, that probably been a good idea. It's mostly clear, 34 degrees, a west wind at 15 miles per hour at the Mercy One Studios. The feels like temperature is 25 degrees, and today we will see increasing clouds throughout the day. It'll be much colder and breezy compared to yesterday. Today's high just above 50 degrees here in central Iowa, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low of 35 degrees. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, dry, high of 55 for your Thursday. Friday, more chance of rain later in the evening, they're saying. So the day might be pretty good on Friday, but Friday night, chance of rain through Saturday morning. Friday's high 56 degrees. Saturday, you'll wake up with rain, but becoming partly cloudy and highs in the mid-50s the rest of the day Saturday and all day on Sunday. Well, in the news on this Wednesday morning, the Iowa Department of Public Health is advising COVID-19 vaccine providers statewide to suspend use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine until further notice. Now, the Centers for Disease Control and the Food and Drug Administration announced yesterday that they're reviewing 6 reported cases of severe blood clots that developed in people who recently received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Now, the CDC and FDA say it appears these cases are extremely rare, and they are conducting a further review of the cases and their significance. Over 78,500 Iowans have received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night, boys soccer, 6th-ranked Dowling defeating Marshalltown by a score of 4-0. Dowling boys now improve their record to 4-1 on the soccer season. And girls track, Dowling girls are ranked 3rd in the latest power rankings, and last night's meet at Ames was postponed. Dowling boys track team is ranked 5th in the latest power rankings. Last night, we had hockey in Des Moines. We'll start with the AHL, the Iowa Wild, winning at home. They defeated Rockford 4-1 at Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. And last night in USHL hockey, the Des Moines Buccaneers taking on Lincoln, and it was Lincoln defeating the Bucks 5-1 at Buccaneer Arena in Urbandale. Yesterday's Major League Baseball scoreboard, some of the Midwest teams involved in National League play, the Cubs beat Milwaukee 3-2, while the Cardinals downed Washington 14-3. In the American League, Kansas City Royals defeated the LA Angels 3-2. Cleveland shut out the Chicago White Sox 2-0 in 10 innings, and Boston defeated Minnesota 4-2. And today's Dowling Catholic sports calendar has girls golf, Dowling versus Johnston. That'll be taking place at 2 o'clock this afternoon at Blank Golf Course. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, currently we have mostly clear skies and a very cold 34 degrees with west winds at 15 miles per hour. That feels like temperature down to 25 degrees. And today we'll see increase in clouds. It'll be a little bit colder and breezy, a high of 51 degrees with northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour throughout the day. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Wednesday morning. John Leonetti Show with Gene Wells, substituting for John this morning. Coming up, Jimmy Olsen, and he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Looking very fine if you were the Jetsons. No. Things are looking good if you're making that drive in on 235 from the east to Westminster. Did I just age myself at that point? And
yes.
No one has a clue what the Jetsons are?
Yeah.
You need to go figure it out.
It's very fun. I'm sure they're on social media.
I'm sure you can probably find them on YouTube.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Again, about 7 minutes from both the east and Westminster to downtown. No accidents, no issues to pass along as we take that drive in this morning.
Sounds
traffic
good.
Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Let's check in with our saint of the day.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, Jimmy, have you ever had one of those really embarrassing moments?
No, never.
Well, today's saint did, so you probably can't relate to him. It's Blessed Peter Gonzalez, and he was all set to assume his new role at a cathedral in Spain, a role that promised prestige and notoriety and power, right? That's what all ordained people want. He had secured the post from his uncle, a bishop, and Peter was quite content to ride into his new hometown triumphantly until his horse stumbled and threw Peter headlong into the mud. Oopsie daisy. Onlookers laughed at the young, proud man being so thoroughly humbled. The experience changed Peter. Thank goodness. He reevaluated his motivations and soon became a Dominican priest. He was a good fit. This was a good fit for Peter, and he became a skilled preacher. Even as Peter abandoned his motivation for power and respect among men, he was elevated to the chaplain for King Ferdinand. When the king's troops won the final victory over the Moors in Spain, it was Peter's wise words that persuaded the king to forbid looting and ransacking Moorish-held areas. After retiring from the court, Peter devoted the remainder of his life to preaching in northwest Spain. He developed a special mission to Spanish and Portuguese seamen, and because of this, he's the patron saint of sailors. So if we've ever been humbled, we can always learn something from it. We ask Blessed Peter Gonzalez to pray for us. Always a special thanks to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, for underwriting the Saint of the Day. Real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. 515-224-1776. And coming up, we're going to have Bo Bonner. We're going to talk about the slaughtered lamb as the sign of Christ's victory at Easter. Remember, we have some things coming up. The Men's Catholic Conference is May 22nd at East Village with Gary Dolphin, the voice of Hawkeye Sports, and Tim Jamison, whose personal faith journey story will certainly inspire all the men listening and the men in your lives. So register at iowacatholicradio.com. It's a Saturday morning. It will lift your spirits. I'm pretty much guaranteeing that. And then in June is the Iowa Catholic Men's Golf Outing. That's June 23rd. So, folks, you're going to want to get signed up for that at iowacatholicradio.com. Here's your Diocesan Minute.
Here's your news from the Diocese of Des Moines this Wednesday, April 14th. I'm Anne Marie Cox. If you're divorced or separated, you might consider checking out a 12-week program called the Catholic's Divorce Survival Guide. We'll help untangle the knots from a Catholic perspective. Contact Deacon Tony Valdez at 979-2301 to register. That's 979-2301. Watch for your edition of the Catholic Mirror coming this weekend. We have a priest celebrating his 60th anniversary of priestly ordination. Can you guess who it is? Read all about it in the April edition of the Catholic Mirror. The Iowa Catholic Men's Conference is coming up May 22nd. Get your tickets at iowacatholicradio.com. Hear the voice of Iowa Hawkeyes, Gary Dolphin, and Tim Jamison enlighten and inspire you. If you need a spark to enliven your faith life, get a ticket to the Iowa Catholic Men's Conference. That's your news from the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Anne Marie Cox.
You can enjoy positive and inspiring music to help you through your day on the Iowa Catholic Radio app and iowacatholicradio.com.
He's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, growing like a lion. God's not dead.
Beeldecan Construction. Not going along with the crowd will help you stand out in the crowd. Beelder Kent Construction proudly supports Iowa Catholic Radio. Beelder Kent Construction is a commercial general contractor providing pre-construction, estimating, and scheduling services through completion of construction. We can build projects ranging from tenant improvements and historical renovations to high-rise buildings. We build confidence. Learn more about the nearly 40 projects in the Des Moines metro area completed by Beelder Kent Construction by visiting www.bdconstruct.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and the Uncommon Good provided by Mercy College of Health Sciences, where you can chart your course for more.
They provide unparalleled clinical rotations, hands-on learning, accelerated education, and flexible schedules, all part of the Mercy College experience.
Learn more at mchs.edu.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776. You are-
Well, welcome back to John Lee and Eddie in the Morning. This is Gene Wells. So blessed to be hosting for John this morning as he travels back to Iowa and Iowa Nice. So I love that that's kind of our become our code name. And hopefully we all lift that up in our hearts and treat each other with love and respect. It's the hallmark of our state. We love being with you. You can text me at 515-223-1150. I love it when people send me little messages of hello, how you doing? Love the guest. Great conversations, and I love when you guys text us. We are broadcasting from the Mercy One studio here at Iowa Catholic Radio, and so thankful to all of our sponsors, including Blessman International. They lead a team of Central Iowans to share the compassionate heart of Christ with orphans and vulnerable children in South Africa. You can learn more, sign up for a trip, all that at their website, blessmaninternational.org. And it's so fun to welcome in Bo Bonner. It is Wednesday here at Iowa Catholic Radio, so that means Bo joins us at 7:45. Easy for you to say, right, Bo? I know you wanted to talk about the slaughtered lamb as the sign of Christ's victory at Easter, but can we go back to the Old Testament and how the ram is caught in the thicket? And how that is a precursor to Jesus and his being offered as the Lamb of God.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I was going to bring up.
Oh,
is
great.
The imagery of the Lamb, of course, has not only that, but multiple images in the Old Testament that keep appearing into the New. In art, we see the Lamb of God quite a bit. You can imagine quite a few famous paintings of either the Eucharist or Jesus mm-hmm. himself, where you have like a lamb that has the four rivers of paradise running underneath it, or a lamb holding a royal standard and a cross, so a victorious lamb, which of course is sort of seemingly a contradiction. If anyone's ever ran into a lamb, they don't seem necessarily like the kings of the jungle or anything. Mm-hmm. But if we look mm-hmm. in the Old Testament,
they're skittish and they run around and run away.
And are primarily thought of, right, as creatures that you eat or immolate in sacrifice. Mm. And so you've picked up, of course, on the most obvious one, which is the Passover. Mm-hmm. And the Passover, as the prefigurement of Easter and their Eucharist itself, is explicit not only through the Bible, but anybody who got to go to any of the Triduum masses or liturgies mm-hmm. saw the explicit line drawn from the Hebrew Passover to what was going on in the Easter celebration. Of course, the lambs were slaughtered and their blood literally mm-hmm. put on the lintel of the door so that the avenging angel would pass over the Hebrew people and instead vindicate them with the Egyptian firstborn so that then they can leave, escape Pharaoh, and then mm-hmm. eventually make it to the land promised in Canaan.
But then how do we put the blood on our lentils, on our door frames, so that the evil one passes over? I mean, that's...
Well, that would be the Eucharist itself.
Yep.
So, you know, every Eucharist is the Passover, the phase, as it says in the Easter liturgy, when light is brought, when we go from death to life, darkness to light, when we are aliens and Gentiles, and then made the children of God through baptism. Of course, baptism is very much involved in this as well, but the Eucharist is what we celebrate our Passover every Sunday, which, of course, every Sunday just being a reflection of the Easter Sunday. Like, every Sunday is a celebration mm-hmm. of Easter Sunday, at least in miniature. And so this goes back with Abel, who was chosen over Cain because he sacrificed from the fat of his lambs. We have Abraham and the thicket, right? So Isaac is supposed to be sacrificed, but instead God has replaced him with the lamb, like you were pointing at the very first, that eventually points to the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ himself.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Passover, like we were just talking about, Isaiah prophesizes that a lamb will rule over them all. And so then finally we go to the New Testament, right? John the Baptist points to Jesus Christ and says, behold the Lamb of God, sheep and goats and all of this figuring, right? then we get Jesus explicitly called, pointed to as the new Passover lamb, especially in the Gospel of John. And this sort of culminates finally in the book of Revelation, where in heaven, John sees that all of the creatures of heaven, all of the saints of heaven, behold a lamb who was slaughtered but is alive and ruling, mm-hmm. and say that to him honor and glory and all these things are rightfully given. So the Lamb of God is maybe one of the most consistent metaphors for God and his mercy throughout the entire Bible. And by Revelations, it's pointed out a complete identification with Jesus Christ as the victorious Lamb who is slain but alive and ruling. Mm-hmm. And as you said, that goes all the way back, as you first pointed out, that instead of our firstborn, God has always placed a lamb to replace that firstborn, and Jesus is now him who through Easter has replaced it for our deaths that we deserved so that we can have life.
You know, but as I study scripture and have these epiphanies, you know, I'm not as academically educated and rooted in this in our teachings as you are. So every time I discover something, it's like, whoa, it's an epiphany. But, you know, I go back to John the Baptist when you were saying, you know, behold the Lamb of God. You know, we read these things, you know, 2,000 years later, and we just accept them because that's what we've been taught. Mm-hmm. John said that. Yep. But at that moment, John hadn't read the New Testament. It hadn't been written.
Right.
You know, he doesn't know the end of the story. He doesn't know the Titanic sunk, you know, all of those kinds of quips. But he did know Old Testament. And for him to proclaim at that moment, behold the Lamb of God, you know, he hadn't gone to scripture study class like we do and had all the exegesis around how all the Old Testament linked together. But he linked it together in that moment.
That's right.
I mean, that to me is just a wow.
You get enough locusts and honey in your belly, you start seeing stuff clearly. I think this also is a great point to show that John the Baptist, in his unique role as the last prophet of the Old Testament era, as the church fathers called him, that it's like you said, sometimes we underscore John the Baptist because we live on the other side of the credits of the New Testament, as mm-hmm. it were. So we go, oh, yeah, of course, John, good job.
High five, buddy. We
say, behold the Lamb of God all the time. Like, mm-hmm. But no, you're right. No one did. Like, you know, the Lamb, of course, imagery is obviously struck through as the sacrifice, like we said, mm-hmm. Abel, Abraham, Moses. But to say the Messiah was going to be the Lamb, Isaiah sort of vaguely prophesied that mm-hmm. John said, here he is right here. And the power of that being said, and it's like you said, everyone knew like when in hearing that, what that meant, but they didn't make the connection until he did. And that's what prophecy really looks like, right? Prophecy is not like, what's your card? You have a king of spades. That's not prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
Prophecy is drawing together all these threads in this immediate future to say, here it is right now. You were waiting for this, and now it has arrived.
Well, and it's surprising that John the Baptist wasn't strung up at that very moment. Because they were they were waiting for the Messiah. And for you to say, behold the Lamb of God, and we know what that means. And so therefore you're saying that this guy who was born in Bethlehem in a barn is the Lamb, String him up, you know.
That's why it's helpful to prefigure what the sort of stuff you're going to talk about. So, like, you live in the wild, you dress in an appropriate way, you eat the right food. People start expecting you to make claims like that. But it did get him killed, right? Of course, like, he was the thorn in everyone's side.
Mm-hmm.
Evil is always more banal, and right, so he actually finally gets killed over, a bet gone awry, as it were. But it's like you said, like this all was shocking all the way through. And so when Jesus' story is, like you said, domesticated and made too easy, and it may, we say, look, lambs are a domestic creature, right? There's shepherds, it's all pastoral. But when we think about the idea, right, of the slaughtered lamb, that a slaughtered lamb reigns victorious over all creation, It's like you said, mm-hmm. it is a wild story, and one that is, anytime we lose how surprising it is, it's an indication for us to go back, reread, and pray mm-hmm. so that we understand the power of these symbols mm-hmm. the church has given us throughout history.
Well, we were talking last night. It's like if we think we're going to master all of these symbols after one study, no, it just opened the door for us to realize how much more mystery and wonder there is in our faith. And it just draws us in more and more. So that's why we continue
Absolutely.
To have you on, Bo Bonner. Hey, you've got your show
coming up.
I know.
I thought I was going to be done after like 10 episodes, but you keep calling.
we keep calling. So real quick, what do you have on today at 10 o'clock?
It's just going to be Bud and I, and we're going to be talking about justice, mercy, and I believe baseball, and we'll make it all make sense.
That makes sense. Justice, mercy, and baseball, because we oftentimes need mercy, and you need good umpires for justice. So there you go.
That's right.
It all links together. Thanks for joining us, folks. You can listen to The Uncommon Good with Dr. Bud Maher and Bo Bonner at 10 a.m. on Wednesdays, rebroadcast at 10 p.m. and always available on podcast. God bless, Bo. Have a great day. Hey, folks, you can pray with us throughout the day, beginning with Read the Bible at 5 a.m., followed by the Iowa Catholic Radio Rosary at 5:30, then 9:30 and 9:30 in the evenings. The Angelus is at 6 a.m., Divine Mercy Chaplet always at 3. We thank you for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. We truly do operate out of your generosity, both your generosity in prayers and your financial gifts. You can donate online at iowacatholicradio.com. Deacon Tony, would you offer a blessing for today?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us, protect us from evil, and bring us all to his everlasting life. Amen.
Make it a great Wednesday, everyone. For Deacon Tony Valdez, I'm Jean Wells. Friends, be confident in Christ's mercy and his love.
So living water flowing through. God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known.
Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction,
Five Suns Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.